passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Balancing your hormones can have a positive effect on your health. So, which ones do you balance and how? Patrick Holford is from the Institute for Optimum Nutrition and is co-author of the book, Balancing Your Hormones Naturally.
Hormones have a number of effects. There are sex hormones, which control our desire for sex, and also in the case of women, the whole process of the menstrual cycle and how that works. They have quite a profound effect on how we think and feel and our motivation. So things like PMS, you know, is a classic example of how hormonal changes affect how you feel. And they also control things like your metabolism. So, for example, if your thyroid hormone level drops, you start to feel very tired, you gain weight, feel sluggish, and so on. And then there's another type of hormone, which are the stress hormones, which have a big impact upon weight, energy, blood sugar control. And these are all a family. They work together as a family, as a network. So, for example, if you're very stressed, it affects your sex hormone balance. And if you're premenstrual, it affects how stressed you feel. So they're all interconnected.
So how do you control them then?
Well, hormones are not only made from the food that you eat, but also the ability to balance them depends on the food that you eat. So I'll give you a classic example which affects both men and women. A lot of cancers are decreasing in incidence, but not breast cancer and prostate cancer. Those two are absolutely rocketing in the Western world, but not in countries, for example, who consume no dairy products. So let's take rural China. They're very interesting because the rural Chinese hate anything to do with milk cows. They think it's totally, and if you think about it, it's true, unnatural to consume the milk of another animal as an adult. I mean, if I told you at the age of 50 I was still breastfeeding from another species of animal, I think you'd think I was weird. So they have absolutely no milk. The women suffer from no menopausal problems. The men have virtually no prostate cancer. I mean, to give you an example, a man in England has about a 1 in 7 chance of prostate cancer in their life. A man in rural China, it's 1 in 25,000. A British woman has a 1 in 9 chance of developing breast cancer, and a rural Chinese woman, it's 1 in 9,000. So the reason I tell you this is because around us in our world are chemicals that act like estrogens. Estrogen is a hormone in both men and women that promotes growth. So that's its job. So, for example, if you're pregnant, you make more estrogen. Your breasts grow. It's there to promote growth. And that, by the way, is why babies need milk. I'm talking here of breast milk in large quantities in the first few months or possibly year of life. It encourages growth. But if you consume in many forms, for example, in the pill or HRT, or by guzzling a lot of milk and meat, or by taking in environmental pollutants, for example, some herbicides and pesticides act as estrogens, when you are older, it can actually stimulate the false or unhealthy growth of cells. So one way to balance your hormones is have a diet that is very, very low in milk. Personally, I have none. Very low in meat. Personally, I have none. I eat fish, but not meat. That isn't essential, but that kind of direction is probably right. And also, what we've learned, and this might sound counterintuitive, is that when you eat plants that contain what are called plant estrogens, phytoestrogens, and we're talking here about soya, beans, lentils, chickpeas, nuts, seeds, these plant estrogens don't cause the growth signal, but they do, in fact, protect you because they occupy the same receptor sites from the harmful environmental estrogens. So you want to be eating organic and more vegetarian sources of protein. So all of those are simple ways. The other important thing is that our hormonal system is challenged by a lot of stress and also by a lot of sugar, because sugar makes your blood sugar level go up and down and up and down, and then you make more insulin and you make more stress hormones and so on. So it's best to eat a diet that is very low in the white stuff, white bread, white rice, white sugar, and very high in whole foods and foods that release their sugar content very slowly, like oats, for example, are excellent, fruits, vegetables, and so on. So those are a few simple tips for how to balance your hormones naturally. And of course, my book goes into this in a lot more detail.
That's Patrick Holford from the Institute for Optimum Nutrition. His book, Balancing Your Hormones Naturally, is published by Piatkus. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com. planetsoundpublishing.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.